Hey, Derek.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What are your initial impressions of the Patriots' defense?
Oh, man, they're very sound, very well coached. Obviously talented. You know, everyone in the NFL is talented. You know, very physical. They create a lot of takeaways. They do a great job of that. You know, and they, you know, again, like I said, they're very well coached. You know, you can tell that, you know, they believe in their coaching because, you know, they're assignment driven, and it shows.
Not a lot of quarterbacks like to throw at Darrell Revis. This is your first chance to see him in action. What's your plan for facing a guy like that?
Oh, man. Well, Darrell is obviously one of the best players in football. You know, the guy is phenomenal at what he does. I have nothing but respect for the guy. You know, my plan is just, you know, continue to watch film, continue to see what I need to do, you know, within our game plan, and I'll go from there. But he's, I have nothing but respect for the guy. I mean, he's one of the best, you know, not corners, best players in the game.
There's always this debate every year about rookie quarterbacks and whether or not it's best to just throw them out there for week one or to give them a chance to sit around and learn the game from the sideline for a bit. You obviously have been thrown out there right from the beginning. How much pressure have you felt because of that? And I mean, do you feel like obviously you're going to want to play? Do you feel like it's been beneficial for you to be out there?
Yeah, I absolutely believe. For my situation, the way that I learn and the way that, you know, I grow, to throw me out there is the best idea. You know, I totally believe that because the amount of, you know, things you watch on film and all that as you get ready can only take you so far. But that real-life game experience, there's nothing like it. You know, I've learned so much in just the short amount of time that I've been out there, you know, that I honestly don't think I would have learned if I wasn't out there on the field. And I'm so happy, you know, that I was thrown in there at an early age because, you know, way down the road in my career, I'm going to be able to lean on things and say, you know, a lot sooner, you know, than, you know, a lot sooner be able to, you know, say, hey, I already went through that. You know, this is what I saw, and I can relate to it.
Is there an important element to making sure that the negative aspects or the negative plays don't bring you down and don't carry over, whether it's from play to play or week to week?
Oh, man, it doesn't matter what happens in a football game. You know, to me, I'm always the same person. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a good play. It doesn't matter if I threw a touchdown. It doesn't matter if I threw a pick. The next play that I play, I'm the same person, so it doesn't matter. You know, there's been, you know, obviously, you know, negative things that have happened. There's obviously been a lot of positive things that have happened, you know, and neither really matter to me. You know, I'm just trying to grow, and my focus is taking it one day at a time, you know, with ultimate goals in mind of winning. And as long as I continue to work hard, I'm going to get better every day and, you know, eventually limit, you know, the negative plays.
What's been the toughest thing about an NFL defense that you've had to adjust to coming from college?
You know what, just, you know, the overall, I guess just the overall scheme, you know, no one has to go to class, you know, everyone just does football for a living, you know, but it's also, you know, you could say it's the hardest thing, but it's also a plus because I get to do the same thing, you know, I received my degree, so now I get to, you know, spend all my time during the lesson film and concentrate on my, and, you know, I think that you know, it works both ways, I guess.
But Derek, you played on the same Senior Bowl team as Jimmy Garoppolo. What are your impressions of the Patriots rookie?
Oh, he's a good dude. You know, we had a great time. We had a great, you know, QB room. You know, that's for sure. We had a great time. He's obviously very talented, and you know, he's in a great situation. You know, and he's going to be a great player. You know, there's no doubt in my mind. You know, he did great things in the preseason, and yeah, he'll continue to do great things.
This might be a corny question, but is there any sort of bond that you guys feel as a quarterback class going in? I mean, whether you like it or not, you guys are going to be linked together, or at least the majority of you will. You can use the Brady 6 as an example of that. But, I mean, do you care at all about how the other guys in the class do, or what kind of bond you have in the offseason?
Oh, I want them all to succeed. I want them all to go to the Hall of Fame. You know, that's how I feel, honestly. You know, I've never been one to root against anybody. I root for good people, and all the guys that I was able to hang out with and be around were good dudes, and so I wish them nothing but the best. Honestly, I hope they all have great success, and hopefully, one day they can say our class was one of the best. But obviously, we have a long way to go until that happens.
Derek, I'm wondering what your impressions are of Chandler Jones. He was a little bit quiet in week one here, but obviously had a pretty big game this past Sunday.
Yeah, he's a great player. Every good thing that people say about him should be said about him. He's a great player. And again, just like Revis, I have nothing but respect for him and everybody on that defense. My focus is solely on myself working on my game and working on the game plan and getting better every day. But him himself, he's a great player, and he's going to continue to be.
Noticed watching the game last week, Derek, that when there were people rushing around you, you were pretty good at keeping your eyes down the field. How difficult is that when you have rushers near your legs or getting close to you to be able to focus on your receivers?
Oh, yeah. In college, it was something I wasn't the best at my junior year. My senior year, I got better at it because I finally started working at it. In the off season, continued to work at it, and so now, as a professional athlete, that's your job. You're supposed to do those things. So, I don't mind taking hits in the face. Obviously, as shown on the film, I'll stand in there and take one as long as I can do my job to help my team win. At first, it is the total opposite thing that your body wants to do. You got people running straight at your face. Usually you don't stand there and take it. But you have to train yourself. You have to train your mind to do those things. And it's something I've worked on since college. And I'm just happy, I praise God that, the hard work is paying off on the games, standing there and taking hits while throwing the football.
Chandler was asked about you today, and he said that you don't look like a rookie quarterback. Do you feel like one?
There's definitely sometimes I do. this game is nothing but the best out there. And for him to say that, I really appreciate him saying that. I really do. That means a lot to me. And I'm very thankful of that. To me, there's definitely times where I do. I am a rookie, and I'm going to make rookie mistakes here and there. But the good thing about it is I have great coaches and great teammates that believe in me and, help me get better each game. And as long as I can continue to get better each game, then we're going to be on track of what we're trying to do here. But for him to say that, I really appreciate it.